He's on the line
just
now.
A moment.
Are you connected all right, sir?
Yep.
Okay.
He'll be right with you, sir.
Georgie, how are you?
Mr. President?
How you getting along?
Well, congratulations.
Well, congratulations to Florida. By God, looks like you did a real job down there.
Well, I tell you what, Nor, you did it. First time in 20 years.
Well, that's wonderful. That's,
And we're just so pleased that we can't stand it. We're busting all our seams. And I tell you, that trip you made, they really did the job for us. Bull Martin, he didn't quite carry Orange County, but where Nixon had a 3-1 lead over Kennedy through that area, the Republicans this time had 50.7%, which made it real close. And we got to Duval County, where we were 10% behind when you got there. We ended up, out of 160,000 votes, we only lost by 2,000. So that's what really made the difference.
Where is Duval County?
At Jacksonville.
Well, I'll be damned. And so you broke even in Jacksonville,
then? Broke even in Jacksonville, and we damn near broke even in Orange County and one Brevard County right in that area. So it worked out just great.
What did we do in Miami?
Miami, we won by 70,000. And we carried a hell of a lot of counties we frankly didn't think we were going to carry.
How'd you do with your congressman?
Every one of them won.
Uh-huh.
And won pretty good. We didn't. The Republicans won. The Republican congressman from Orlando won big, 2-1, 3-1. The Republican congressman over in Tampa, St. Pete, won. Burns, the governor, was sort of a horse's neck. He said here, as I was reading just a minute ago, explaining his election, he said, "There's no question that my active support of the entire Democratic ticket, including the national ticket, cost us approximately 200,000 votes." That's what he said, but the funny thing about it is you ran ahead of him 30,000 votes, which was just wonderful.
Not in the state? You don't mean in the state?
Yeah, in the state. Yeah, you beat him in the state. Well, why?
How much did he win by?
Well, he won, what is it now? Let's see. See, there was a lot more votes in your race. There was 1,753,000 votes in your race. There was 1,512,000 in his race. And your vote was 891,284. His vote was 866,000. So you ran ahead of him. And after him talking like that, I'm telling you, this is so wonderful. You just can't believe it. In our whole state, we're so proud and pleased, and I talked with Holland and with Ferris Bryant. They want me to give you their love and their best, and they, my God, we're all proud and pleased.
Well, I wish you'd tell them how I feel about them.
Well, I did.
Because I'm awfully grateful to you, George. It took a lot of guts and leadership, and you supplied it, and you never shimmied, and
well,
I'm awfully proud of you, and I think it's a good thing for Florida, and I think we can prove it, and
well,
I'd hate like hell to, if I... I'm just sad about folks like Mississippi and Alabama,
right.
South Carolina, and Arizona. We just damn near took it. If we'd tried to, we could have taken it away from him. We just didn't fight around in his own town. I just stopped there for church once.
Right.
Wouldn't let anybody else go in there, but he never cared anything except the haters.
Yeah, well, that's what we're so proud of Florida, because that line, you know, those maps today show no states except Arizona, those, that ring of southern, as they call brooding southern states, and here's Florida, looking good, see, which is just what we want, looking damn good. In North Carolina, and those are two...
Virginia was a surprise. That was
Virginia
mighty
was
good.
A surprise. I talked to Harry Bird last night. I thought I was talking to Bob Bird. It was very funny. Put a call into Bob Bird, somehow got Harry Bird. And I was congratulating, and it suddenly dawned on me, this is Bob Bird, this is... Harry, Senator Harry Bird. So I said, well, congratulations on the way the state's going. I'd already said that, you see, to Bob. And then Harry said, yeah, well, it's a great victory. Well, how's it? I said, how's the president doing? Oh, he's doing fine. But he sounded pleased.
Well,
I think it's a great thing for the country, and I'm just proud of you and love you, and I just wanted to call you and tell you it won't bother you. And God bless you, and give Hubert a big hug for us.
I sure will.
And we'll look forward to seeing you when you've had a good vacation.
Thank you, George.
All right, bye-bye.